fuck you.
I'm hungry.
Fun. That's on tomorrow or Monday.
I'm hungry.
Fun phone. Pete. Quiet. Fun phone number 99.
Niner.
The board.
The border you get, the more you've made.
Taped on January 8th, 1977, playing back April 25th.
Let me know when you get
second
the
Tuesday thereof.
77. Yes, and here we go.
And after a
save the
sure.
oil.
Like a chicken pit.
Here we go. Buddy, old pal, how you doing today in the cash department? Can you lend me $5? Jeffy, is the Pope Jewish?
Now, what does that have to do with anything?
If the Pope is Jewish, then I'll lend you the $5.
Okay, I'll call him and find out. Operator, get me Rome, please.
Very funny, very funny. Look, it's that time of the year again where I'm up to my ears in debts. I gotta find a way to raise some money fast.
Well, you can charge me for sleeping in your spare bedroom for the past 2 weekends. Of course, I wouldn't pay it.
Wait a minute. Charge for my spare bedroom.
Hold it, Stuart. It was only a joke.
No, not you. Someone else. A boarder. Jeffy, I'm going to take on a boarder.
Hey, I get it, Stu. Then with this rent money, you can catch up on all your bills.
Exactly. I'm going to call the green sheet right now and put an ad in there right away. It's another Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone staff. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, Oscar Malloy, and M Square.
Hey, why are you in such a rush?
Someone's answering my ad, and I gotta clean this place up. He'll be here any minute. Oh, boy, that must be him. Come on in.
Stuart Funphone?
Yes?
I'm Homer Farnsworth. I called earlier about your ad. I'd like to rent your room. So I'm on a 2-month excursion tour from merry old England, and I need a nice place to stay.
In that case, I think you chose the wrong apartment.
Shut up, Jeffy. Ow!
Your ad stated $30 a month. Well, I'd like you, old chap, and I'll give you $100 a month. Is that okay?
Am I okay? Did I hear you say $100 a month?
You certainly did, old boy. Is it a deal?
As Monty Hall would say, you got yourself the big deal of the day!
Quite. Now, if you'll be so kind as to show me to my room, I would like to relax for a little while.
Sure. This way, sir.
So, Stu, how's the new boarder working out?
Jeffy, you know, it's a strange thing. He never comes out of that room. He stays there locked in all day and all night, and he's always on the telephone. I can't figure it out.
So what, Stu? It's like he wasn't even here. And look at the money you're getting, practically for nothing.
I don't know, Jeffy. The whole thing is so suspicious.
Well, what's that you're fixing there, tea?
Yeah, it's for Mr. Farnsworth. He has to have his tea at 4 o'clock every day, and it's just about that time now. Come on, here, you can carry the plate.
I knew you were weak, Stu, but I didn't know you were that weak.
Mr. Farnsworth! Mr. Farnsworth!
No, Seymour. No one's discovered me yet. No, I'm perfectly safe. The money? Yes, the money's packed away in the suitcase. Nothing to worry about. Yes, quite. Now, at the end of 2 months, I'll just leave. Of course, I'll give Mr. Funphone a big bonus for hiding me. Certainly, I intend to tell him, but only after I leave. I don't want anyone to know what I am. Yes. Good day, LB.
Did you hear that, Jeffy?
I don't know, but it does sound a little bit suspicious.
Stuart, old bean, you've got my tea. There's a good chap, thank you. And how are you, Jeffrey, old stogie?
Jeffrey? Old what?
Yes, indeed. This place has all the comforts of home. Well, ta-ta.
Jeffrey?
Old what? Jeffy, I don't like this plot very much.
Well, rewrite it. You wrote it.
Will you get your mind off of Fun Phone and help me think what the hell is going on here?
All right. Listen, Stu, it only sounds suspicious. You need to get your mind off of this whole thing. Here, let me turn on the radio.
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled music to bring you an important bulletin announcement from Maps to... Sorry, wrong copy. Flash. Shifty Sammy Shea, the notorious counterfeiter, is still at large. Police have put out an all-point bulletin on his capture. Rumor has it that Shea is parading around town disguised as an English gentleman. Approach him with caution. He is armed and has a suitcase full of counterfeit money. Now, back to our relaxing music.
Standing on the corner, giving all the girls...
Jeffy, that counterfeiter is renting a room from me!
Now take it easy, Stu. We don't know that for sure. Look, the money he gave you was a counterfeit.
He hasn't paid me yet.
Well, we still don't know for sure.
There's only one way to find out. Tonight, after he goes to sleep, we'll sneak into his room and look in his suitcase. If it's filled with money, we call the cops.
What do you mean, we?
Where do you think you're going?
Huh? Hey, let go of me!
I now have two boarders. Quiet.
Why? Are we hunting rabbits?
Oh, shut up. Now open the door quietly.
Okay, where's the suitcase?
There it is. It's on the bed next to him. I'll make the sacrifice and check inside it. You stay here by the door so you'll be ready to call the cops.
Okay.
Just one little peek is all I need. Oh, my God! Rocker by home, we're sleeping in bed. Jeffy, call the cops, and then you'll be dead. You will awake in a nice jail cell. Jeffy, call the cops, and this whole thing shot to hell! Phew. Well, what are you waiting for, Jeffy? His suitcase is full of money. Call the cops!
Stu, that song was beautiful.
Why, you sing better than me.
Donald Duck sings better than you. Call the cops!
Okay, pal. Where is Shifty Sammy's shade?
Right in the next room, officer.
All right, the fuzz! Oh, excuse me. Here's your man, Captain.
I'm a sergeant. Wait a minute. What kind of joke is this? That's not shade.
Sure it is. His suitcase is full of money. Look!
This is real money, not counterfeit.
Well, then he's a bank robber, for Christ's sake. Arrest him!
There hasn't been a bank that's been robbed for 2 years in this area. Why don't we see what the gentleman has to say?
What in hell do you think you're doing, you bounder?
Shut up, you crook! Arrest him, officer!
Arrest me for what? For possessing my own money?
What?
You fools! Do you know who this man is?
Who? Allow me to disclose my true identity, Elroy P. Wiggins.
Elroy P. Wiggins, the multimillionaire? No, not you!
How else do you explain a suitcase full of money?
I was transporting it to New York while it be changed to English pounds, and then I was traveling incognito because I didn't want anyone to know who I was. I then acquired this rat hole to stay in until people forgot that I was traveling around.
Rat hole?
I'm terribly sorry, sir. It won't happen again. As for you, Fun Phone, I'm booking you on a false alarm charge.
And if you were successful enough in hiding me from the public at my departure, I was going to present you with $1,000.
Aw, poor Stu, this isn't his day. Here's your citation. Appear in court Thursday, and be prepared to get not a book thrown at you, an entire encyclopedia.
Now that you peasants know who I am, I can't stay here any longer. I must go and find a new place to hide.
Hey, how about the 14th Precinct? Mixed in with all those criminals, nobody will ever notice you.
Well, that's a good idea, old bean. Here, have a $500 bill. Let's be off, shall we?
Okay. Hey, can we stop off at McDonald's first? I want to get a Big Mac.
Oh, ripping, ripping, and I'll have a quarter pounder with cheese.
Gee, Stu, I'm sorry. If there's anything I can do to help you...
There is. I have a spare bedroom to rent, and this whole thing wouldn't have started if you didn't want $5. So guess what you're going to do?
Oh, no, I'm not going to rent a room from you. I won't get any privacy. After all, you might break into my room late at night and try to fondle me and try to steal my suitcase. I can't risk it.
Well, then you're going to risk breaking your neck when I toss you out the window because you started all this. Come here.
No, Stu! Wait, Stu! Let me go!
The part of Homer Farnsworth was played by M Squared. The policeman was played by Uncle Brucey. And the radio announcer was M Squared. This is Stu Funfone speaking.